Hello, good evening, everyone, and thank you for inviting me here today. Thank you to Wangari, your newest DEI officer. She's amazing. So thank you for keeping this going. Thank you to Michelle because she brought me here for the first flag raising in Beverly, her and Abu. So thank you, Michelle, for doing that work. And hello to Mayor, Mr. Mayor over here. Hello. Nice to see you. When I hear the word freed slaves, I hear an oxymoron. Black people were enslaved and put through one of the worst atrocities in human history. Atrocities that have been documented from the start of the Atlantic slave trade to present day. There is a timeline of unrelenting struggle. 400 years of slavery, 101 years of segregation, and unceasing years of oppression and so-called freedom. We are here today to celebrate not only the freedom of Black Americans, but Black Americans themselves. Juneteenth is a time to take a look at the complex experiences and that we have lived through. The realization that we have lived and continue to thrive, and it is imperative for us and the world to acknowledge who we are. Denied education, denied housing, denied life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yet here we are, still becoming scientists, becoming engineers, lawyers, politicians, doctors, graduating from various educational institutions. Here we are navigating systemic oppression the best way we can, and that is a cause for celebration. One of the goals of North Shore Juneteenth Association is to educate the community about why Juneteenth is important and the history of this holiday. Juneteenth has been celebrated annually on June 19th in various parts of the United States since 1866. The day was recognized as a federal holiday on June 17th, 2021. President Joseph Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law. This holiday commemorates the two-year delay enslaved Black men, women, and children of being notified of their freedom. General Gordon Granger, along with Union Army soldiers of color, rode into Galveston, Texas and announced General Order No. 3, which states, "The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. The freed men are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts, and they will not be supported in idleness either there or elsewhere. Imagine hearing of your freedom and being able to own that, knowing that as a person, you have been set free from early mornings and late nights of hard labor, or that your body is all of a sudden yours and no one has the right to force themselves upon you. That news is a cause for celebration. The general order contained the message of freedom, but it also contained the message of entrapment. Would Black Americans be supported in their freedom and their right to be free? We never have been supported. Juneteenth is important because it holds the message of freedom. That message is what enslaved Black Americans held on to. They knew they were free, and that was the first step. And that was all that mattered to them at the time. The full staircase was of no consequence. They were ready to take it one step at a time. Look how far we have climbed because of our ancestors. Look how far we continue to climb. As Americans, we pay into this corporation or institution, if you will, because it's lawful to do so. Although the blood, sweat, and tears of my ancestors are proof of a debt unpaid. Even though I don't feel free yet, I feel our strength, our resilience, our intelligence, and our beauty, just as the world does. Almost 8 billion people on the planet, and the people that are classified as African American are a mere speck of that, with 40 to 50 million people. And look how much influence we have all over the planet. Our way of dressing, speaking, singing, etc., are mimicked, imitated by people worldwide. That shows and proves our power, our strength, our resilience, our intelligence, and our beauty. Let us celebrate how far we've come, but never lose sight of how far we have to go. And it starts with unity. It starts with events like this that bring us all together to hear these types of conversations and to stand in solidarity with each other, with our struggles, no matter what culture we come from. North Shore Juneteenth Association wishes all of you a happy Juneteenth. And I have to name a few of the people in the audience that have come because of the North Shore Juneteenth Association. We have Reverend Andre Bennett. We have Big Brother Saadi. We have my husband, James McClain, in the audience. So thank you for your support, and thank you for coming today. And please follow us on social media. We're at nsjuneteenth.com, and thank you so much for listening.